Meanwhile, St John Ambulance has confirmed that some patients on White Island are in a critical condition. St John's Director of Operations, Norma Lane, told our reporter Katie Doyle a few minutes ago several have burns and will be transported to hospitals in the region.
Okay, so this is a significant event for us. We are currently have officers in the air. So we are using Whakatane Airport as a staging post. So we have up to 7 helicopters that are based there, and they are going out to the island. We're very lucky that we've got our medical director, our national medical director, Dr. Tony Smith, on one of the helicopters with other experienced paramedics who are assessing casualties on the island and then coordinating the evacuation. And those are, in the main, they will be being flown directly to receiving hospitals in the region. So we know that around 100 people were on the island at the time. The number of casualties are yet to be determined, but they are in the numbers of 20 plus. Various levels of seriousness. Obviously, burns are the main issue.
And you say that there are about 20 people, or round about 20 people, that may have been injured. Do we know if people are critical and if anyone has died?
At this stage, we can't determine those sorts of numbers and status of patients. But what I will say is that this is serious, and that information could change.
I mean, sorry, can I just clarify, is anyone critical? Not even numbers, but are there critical patients?
Some of the patients, yes. So there are critical patients amongst them, yes.
And you talked about that they will be sent to hospitals. What are those hospitals, and are any destined for the Middlemore Burns Unit?
At the moment, it's Waikato, neighbouring hospitals. But if clinicians, so like our medical director being on site, if they determine that the best place for those casualties to go to be Middlemore specialist burn centres, then that's what will be being coordinated at this moment in time.
And what is the plan for the next 24, 48 hours here?
Clearly, we need to get through the next few hours. You know, there could be people missing on the island, so there'll be search and rescue and evacuation. So this will be something that will take a few hours to work through, and then obviously the logistics of moving casualties dependent on clinical need. This is very much an evolving situation.
And that's St John's Director of Operations, Norma Lane, speaking to our reporter Katie Doyle there, saying that experienced paramedics have been choppered to White Island. They're assessing patients on the ground there, and they are being flown to hospitals in the region for treatment. And some of them are critically injured. We'll have more on this developing story throughout the program. We'll also stay on air for the police conference due to be held in Wellington at 6:30.